From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 16, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that Michael Flynn announced on Wednesday he will retire as Greene County Clerk, effective December 31st. When announcing his decision, Flynn said he had decided to move on to the next chapter of his life and take time to travel and explore with his wife, Faye. Flynn spent more than four decades in public service, including 2 4-year terms as county clerk. He also served 25 years as a trooper and investigator with the New York State Police, as well as Inspector General for the New York State Thruway Authority and Town Justice for the town of Cairo. Flynn's departure will leave the clerk's seat vacant come election time in November. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that students throughout Columbia County are opting out of the state exams. In the Ichapod Crane District, Superintendent George Zini said 68% of the students in grades 3 through 8 are not taking the test this week. Parents of students opting out were required to send a letter notifying the district of their decision. In the Chatham School District, 32% or 155 students refused to sit for the exams. In Hudson, 85 students opted out. Dr. Neil Howard, superintendent of the Taconic Hills Central School District, said Wednesday that 120 of the 644 students in grades 3 through 8 refused to take the test based on instructions from their parents. The English Language Arts, or ELA, exams are being administered over 3 days this week. The math test will be given next week. Opponents of these tests are seeking to end what they view as excessive testing. Others hope to undercut the validity of the exams, making the results too unreliable to be used as part of the new teacher evaluation system. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. Lauren Amias is reporting in the Capitol, New York, that Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has now taken up the cause to raise the minimum wage in New York. A similar effort by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo failed earlier this year during the state budget negotiations. On Wednesday, April 15, Schneiderman urged an increase in the wage to $15 per hour as part of a week-long series of investigation and enforcement actions on behalf of the state's low-wage workers. On Monday, his office revealed that it is looking into scheduling practices at 13 retail establishments, including The Gap and Target, for scheduling workers with very little notice. On Tuesday, he announced a settlement with 5 Domino Pizza franchises after an investigation found that they had underpaid their workers. That is a story that you will find at Capital New York. The Mid-Hudson News reports that the Harlem Valley Rail was extended by 1.2 miles in the town of Copec this week. The paved addition extends the trail from the entrance of Taconic State Park in Copec Falls north to Orphan Farm Road. The trail opened in 2005 and stretches 46 miles from Dutchess County and 5 miles into Columbia County. The state paid $164,900 for the trail extension. That is a story that you will find in the Mid-Hudson News. In our final story, it may just be spring and it was April 1st, but Jeanette Wolfberg in the Columbia paper reports that at the Hudson Common Council's Youth and Agent Committee meeting, talk turned to summer swimming, including an exchange that started when alderperson Tiffany Garagia, Democrat of the 2nd Ward, said that some people, and I quote, have issues with Oakdale Lake, end quote, the Hudson swimming hole. Alderperson Bart Delaney, Republican of the 5th Ward, responded with, and I quote, "We get fed up with hearing that Oakdale Lake is dirty. It's spring fed," end quote. Then George Wood, former Commissioner of Youth, chimed in, "It's cleaner than drinking water," end quotes. Wolfberg reports that the men say that the lake was recently treated to control weeds and would be treated for them again. Garagia asked about the Hudson High School pool and if it was available for local residents to exercise and cool off this summer. She was told it was not. Instead, a discussion took place about sending Hudson kids across the river to swim at the Athens pool. That's a story that you will find in the Columbia paper. So as for today's weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day today with the temperature high near 66 degrees, light and variable winds becoming south at 5 to 10 miles an hour in the morning. Winds could gust as high as 23 miles an hour. Thursday night showers are likely, mainly after 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 49 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 60%. The forecast for the next 3 days on Friday, showers are likely, mainly before 10 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 42. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 35. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 63 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 43. Sunrise today was at 6:11 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:38 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 26 minutes. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 16th day of April 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.